WIRX, everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 8:16, Brack Hunter.
Yeah. Get you going on a Friday.
Yeah. Feel like you're in the Star Wars bar. Feels good. Feels good.
This is a song that follows me throughout the weekend, I think.
Really? You just have this
one out of my brain. It's because I've been drinking tequila.
Is that what it is? Oh, okay. That's fair. That's fair. That'll get you going. That will. It's a good song for it. It is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hey, we got to keep things moving here. We can't talk about the weird songs Hunter has in his brain all the time. It's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? What's going on? What's up? And by the way, don't forget, their customer appreciation is coming up a week from Saturday. So they're going to be throwing down at Smith Indoor Garden. So get ready for that. All right. I feel like this has been brought up a couple times now. And here's another story that just really, it's making me want to do the same thing. So a woman in the Dominican Republic recently had dozens of family and friends attend her funeral. But it wasn't quite a final farewell because she's still very much alive. That's right. 59-year-old Myra Alonso knows that when her time on Earth is over, she'll have no way of knowing who comes to her funeral or what people would have to say about her. So she held her funeral now, sort of a dress rehearsal for the real deal, if you will. Oh, she paid $1,000 for a coffin, the funeral home, and a white dress. She then laid in the coffin, pretending to be dead.
Yes.
While mourners, many of whom pretended to cry, paid their respects and said nice things about her. Then they enjoyed food and drinks and shared stories about her.
This is hilarious. It's hilarious that people show up and like,
afterwards, Alonso described the funeral as, quote, a dream come true, and thanked her guests for coming. You know, I don't think it's that bad when you think about it. It's,
I know, because you want to do the exact same thing.
I'm trying to justify it. I'm trying to justify it. That's right. No. See, the problem is, though, is that people knew that she wasn't really dead. If I do this, I'm going to fake my death, all right? What I'm going to do is I'm gonna go out on the lake in my boat, and then I'm like going to like set my boat on fire and then jump off onto a dinghy, and then everyone will think I'm actually dead. And then I'm going to have the funeral. So I truly know what you think about me, because then you won't fake it. Then it's not going to be all just, you know, for show.
Funeral home's going to be a ghost town. Nobody showing up. Right. You might get like a distant relative to show up. Maybe he's going to try to collect some money from your will or something.
All joking aside, you're at my coffin. What are you going to say, Hunter? What are you going to say?
What am I going to say?
Yeah, I'm dead, okay? I'm dead. What are you going to say at my over my coffin?
Took you long enough.
It's about time. It's about time. I'm going to pop up and go, it is about time, you know?
I think
you're going to be crushed. I think the day that I kick the bucket, so? I think so. If I don't live longer than you, that's kind of the main goal at this point. But I think you're going to be just devastated, buddy. I think you right now you're putting on a strong front. You're like, I think you're just going to be just a slobbery, crying mess is what it's going
to
be.
Well, if devastation looks like somebody standing on a coffin fist pumping to techno music, then it gets you right.
I do want my
funeral. Party, bro.
I want my funeral to be a party. I mean, it probably will be, whether I want to or not. But yeah, I want some music playing. It's going to be a really light dress, you know, like a casual dress code. I want it to be like spring break. That's what I want my funeral to be like.
Spring break funeral, baby.
That's right.
Scott, we'll give you a tattoo. You won't even feel it because you're dead.
I want people doing body shots off my dead body. That's what I want.
Oh, God. It's a cold stomach, man. That's a cold stomach.
Hey, it'll keep the booze cold, right? You know?
Why don't we just embalm you with booze and we could just like
suck
it out of you.
Put a tap in me. Yeah, fill my body. Don't fill me with formaldehyde, all right? Fill me with booze and then just put it like, put a tap right there in my belly button.
Who wants a Brock shot? Who wants a Brock shot?
Shot. That's what I want.
Hilarious.
I want you to put me on ice and then just fill my body with booze and a tap in my belly button. And if you guys need to refill, and then, you know, or put beer in there and then put like a pump on the top of my head so you got to pump it to get the beer.
Remember, I used to pass the bag of the Franzia bag around? I was just passing you around like that Franzia bag.
Slap the bag, but it slapped the body. I'm telling you, that's a funeral people are going to remember, man. They're going to remember that one.
Man, that funeral was awesome, man.
It was so good, yeah, dude.
I've never had a hangover from a funeral before.
Dude, yeah. I got hammer drunk at Brock's funeral. This was crazy, man. I don't know what they put in it.
Chicks were hot.
He got me just full of, like, bottom shelf vodka. Like, oh, man. Even in, even in death, he was a cheap ass. He couldn't even go middle shelf with that vodka. Oh,
oh my God.
Well, that's going to be an exciting funeral. But invitations out soon, I guess I should say that. Yeah, we'll have to
I guess
soon.
You can do it. You can fake your funeral now. People are doing it, so.
All right, that's your WTF of the day.